RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And be on the magnet and the fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app Monday morning. Thank you for joining us on an abbreviated week. We're off Thursday for Juneteenth, 3-week sprint, 3-day sprint. It's not a 3-week sprint anything. I think we're 3 weeks from the 4th of July, and we are trying to spread the word. We're shutting the show down for the first 3 weeks of July, and then we'll be back for Washington Commanders training camp live from Ashburn. Looking forward to that. We'll take the show on the road. We'll get you ready for the season. Mini camps in the books, but plenty of football action to come as we all get excited for that. Lots of football action, period. Your DC Defenders, the XFL champions. Congrats to the Defenders for winning their the first pro football title in DC in 33 years. Let's go with that. I always love, like, first title in DC in 33 years. And then next year when the Commander season starts, it's been 34 seasons without a title in Washington, DC. Because it has. Because there's not going to be a parade on that one. Although parades are a bit of a sensitive subject at the moment in Washington, D.C. Probably best to leave that one as is. D.C. Defenders, XFL champions. I did want to talk some Commanders, though, because some stuff happened late last week. And AWOD said to me, "You worried about this?" I said, "No, I'm not worried about this." But the bickering has continued, and so I think we do need to take this topic on, which is the city council approval in D.C. of the Washington Commanders stadium plan to return to RFK, because it's making headlines. The story is starting to make the rounds, and this started. Well, let's go all the way back. So what we have here is an agreement between the team and between the city, led by the mayor, on what it's going to look like to build a stadium at RFK. They've got the finances in order. The rules are city council has to approve that. So the mayor has put this in front of city council, which is already working on voting for the budget for the year for Washington, D.C., which is work they do every year. And so the mayor has put it in the budget, which is the classic way to get things passed. Of course, you have to pass a budget. That's how government works. And so you put RFK in the budget, so when they pass the budget, RFK will pass. She also put in the agreement with the team a due date, so to speak. The due date is here on July 15th. So by the due date, it says they have to have ratified this in city council. Otherwise, it goes back up to anybody who wants to negotiate for the Commander Stadium can. So, you know, billion-dollar project, a lot going on here. So the mayor wants it done in the budget, which will get passed by July 15th. So city council has said, we want to remove it from the budget. We want to have a separate vote on it, which is their way of exerting influence over the situation here, right? They get to have their say. So they take it out of the budget. We're going to vote on it separately. The mayor says, you're not going to be able to do that by July 15th. And they say, That's correct. And that's where our story starts today. And this is good life advice. So gather around. This is good life advice. This has nothing to do with RFK now, although we'll bring it back. Never bluff if you're not prepared to have your bluff called. You like poker, right? I like poker. You sit at the table. I bluff sometimes. I'll bluff sometimes. Never bluff unless you're prepared to have your bluff called. In poker, that means probably losing a lot of money or losing a tournament. You got to be ready to accept that outcome when you make the bluff. If you go to your boss and say, I've got an offer for another job, I need that promotion, you've got to be prepared for them to say, we're not giving it to you. And you've got to be ready, even if you don't have another job lined up, to back up and head out at that point. So don't bluff unless you're prepared to have your bluff called. There's also good bluffs and bad bluffs, of course, in poker. And enough hypotheticals here. Let's get back into this. July 15th is the date the team and the city wrote down as needing to have this done by. And if they don't have it done by that day, the Commanders can negotiate with Virginia and Maryland again. The horrors. What city council understands is the Commanders are not interested in negotiating with any other spot than RFK Stadium. The Commanders are not, on July 16th, the Commanders are not going to announce a deal for FedEx Field 2 or for Dumfries. They don't want either of those things. They want RFK. There is no leverage here on the other side. The Commanders can threaten to take their ball and go home. They're not prepared to have that bluff called. So the mayor, hey, we have to do it by July 15th, council just rolling their eyes. Yeah, sure. All right. Knock yourself out. Have fun. That doesn't mean anything to anybody. They understand. The team is waiting. The other thing is the Commander said this will impact our timeline, right? We're not going to be able to open the stadium by 2030 anymore. And conceptually, that is true. Any delay along the way does create a longer time frame, does create further stress on that. The problem is council has already approved the money to blow up RFK and clean it up. And so their stance back was, that's the first 6 months of this project, is tearing down RFK and taking away the debris. Why wouldn't you be able to do that starting right now? Because we're going to do it either way. And they've got them on that one. So the team said, wait, this is going to hold up our time frame. They're saying, hey, why don't we just go ahead and start that time frame right now? Why don't you go ahead and start taking down RFK while we figure this out? All of which is to say, am I panicking? No, not at all. This is Terry McLaurin's stuff here, right? Nobody's panicking yet. Mark Seagraves is the reporter for NBC4. He is out there getting to the bottom of this for us. Here he is, barging in on a closed meeting of the DC City Council to demand answers.
I'm sorry? This is a closed meeting of council? Public can't come in?
Correct.
While you're discussing RFK?
Correct.
You'll talk to us afterwards?
Yes.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite local TV bit. I'm here to demand answers. You can't have the answers. You got me on that one. All right. We'll go stand over here instead. Closed me by barging into the closed door meeting. We can't come in? No. That's how closed door meetings work. We're discussing, or you're discussing RFK though? Yes. I guess I'll stand out here then. Mark Seagraves, on your side, or working for you, one of the two. All local TV stations are either on your side or working for you. Otherwise, they're not relevant. If anybody tries to tell you they're not on their side or working for you, you don't need to be watching that station. Just my advice. I realize I'm probably making enemies at one of the local TV stations. 12's on your side, and 6 working for you? I think 6 is working for you. I don't know. They leave Channel 8. That means Channel 8's mad at me right now. I don't know what the Channel 8 slogan is, but I bet it's some combination of working for you or on your side. That's what they do. That's what these local TV stations do. Yes, Mark Seagraves is on your side there. He's demanding answers. Council's going to a closed meeting, and I think the fact that they're trying to run from this tells you they understand this is popular legislation and they need to pass it. Now, it is their job to try to get the best deal possible. I think they will continue to try to get the best deal possible. I think that's a good decision by them to continue to try to get the best deal possible. And if you can win, you know, $2 million in concessions out of the Commanders, that's more than you got when you started. If you can get them to feel like, oh crap, these people aren't taking this seriously, and you got to do a little something, sure. Now, when it separates from the budget, that's a loss for Bowser because she had a bluff and it's called and everybody's standing there realizing if this thing doesn't get passed by July 15th, they'll probably just pass it on July 19th or 20th. And that's the issue that Bowser's running into. She created false urgency and everybody looked at the situation and was like, ah, you created false urgency. Now, there is urgency to pass the budget. That's how the city works. That's why she tried to attach it to that. But nobody's... There is no urgency here, and that means they're going to dive into the deal. And does that mean there's something in the deal that's going to blow this up? Because we're, you know, there's some kickbacks or scandalous thing or, you know, thing that's putting the taxpayers on the hook. There could be. I don't think there is. My understanding is there isn't from talking to people in and around this, but you never know what we're going to find. And the mayor knows that too, the longer it goes. Uncertainty is bad. Certainty is good. And certainty is when they pass this, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen in the budget process. And now, yeah, they know they don't have to race this July 15th deadline. They'll get it done when they're good and ready to get it done. And I know what you're saying, like it's a $1 billion deal. What's a million or two on the side? I mean, that's real money for DC to have the opportunity to amend the budget to put in an extra million or two. That's, you know, they work around the margins in these things. It's like when you buy a car, you go to buy a car and you end up, you negotiate for the price and you settle on the price and they're like, all right, let me go get my manager to approve this. And they come back from getting the manager's approval and the manager's like cuts like $200 off the, well, right? Like it's a $40,000 transaction. They get like $200 extra out of you at the end. It leaves you feeling gross because you hate it. But they do it every time. And they know that, you know, everybody does it every time. That they're selling multiple cars a day. That's $200 per person, per car, per day. That's real money. That adds up. So I don't blame city council for trying to get everything coming to them. I don't blame the mayor for being mad, but I do blame her for making a bad bluff because everybody looked at that and was like, come on, you're not serious. Has to be done by July 15th? It'll be done when we're good and ready. I would say, though, let's start blowing up RFK. Let's get some positive momentum here because 2030 is right around the corner, and I am tired of driving up to Landover. So the sooner we get this done, the better. That's Washington Commanders talk. We'll dive into, maybe we'll dive into Terry a bit later because I think we had a fun week of mini camp, learned some things, got ready for training camp. Reminder, we'll be at their training camp in about one month and a little bit of change as we go flying towards the summer break here, 4th of July, a couple weeks away. Flag Day in the books. Happy belated Flag Day to all of you. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Taking you up to noon. AWOT Radio takes over. Capitol Hill House is his spot on Mondays as we fly through these summer months. Here's what happened. At 10:30, that was half an hour ago, I was talking about the Commander's Stadium. Grab the Odyssey app. It's free. It's got the rewind button. If you missed it, and the false urgency of the July 15th deadline, which was a bluff, has been called, and now there is no recourse from the mayor. I still think this will get done, but putting a fake deadline on it did not help it get done sooner. It is going to result in it taking longer.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
During that segment, the end of that segment, actually, if I remember correctly, and I barely remember what happened 30 minutes ago, I said, we'll talk Commanders a little later in the show. And I do want to talk Commanders, but not, I think you thought maybe like I'd talk about like the team. I'd talk about this Lanelle Willingham beef, because that's my guy. I did the Burgundy and Gold pregame with him a couple of times this past year up there in D.C. on a D.C. Fan 106.7. Lanelle Willingham is a host. Up in D.C. on the Fan and the Team up there are two Odyssey stations up in D.C. He is a rising star in the business. He is not afraid to give a take. We love that he's not afraid to give a take. And he ended up in a bit of a situation for sure. And Junkie's been talking about this as well. Linnell did a take that the guys who showed up or didn't show up for organized practices, that this was an issue, and he specifically pointed to Laremy Tunsil, who is the left tackle. Now, if you'll remember, I had no worries about Terry McLaurin. Terry's not showing up because he wants a contract, and he's going to get a contract, so that's no biggie right there. I had big concerns about Marshawn Lattimore, not because I think he's selfish or anything, but because it either means his hamstring's not fully right and he's still rehabbing it, and that's a bad sign. Or it means that he's kind of largely, you know, checked out and did not get the Kool-Aid last year when it was appropriately dispensed to everybody, the Dan Quinn culture Kool-Aid. So that was a concern there. Laremy Tunsil is a very known quantity. He's exceptionally good at what he does, and as a left tackle, arguably the second most sought after position in football, he's in position to be paid very well to do it. He's also now been traded from two different teams. So I know everything I need to know about Laremy Tunsil from those two facts. He's really, really good at football. You see it on the field every week. And he's been traded twice. Teams do not trade star left tackles unless it's to get a quarterback or something, you know, above that somehow. So this thing has an expiration date on it. But before the expiration date, I'm hoping it goes really well for Jaden Daniels. Laremy Tunsil is off to a bit of a start in his dealings with the Washington media, namely one Lanelle Willingham. So Lanelle on the air said he did not like that Laremy Tunsil was not at OTA practices. And Laremy Tunsil responded by making a mixtape out of it. Here we go.
Laremy Tunsil thing, he's not there either? That's where I have a problem. You can be on U Street doing the Cotton Eye Joe, messing the club up, buying sections, doing the whole nine, but you can't show up to voluntary OTAs?
Diplomatic immunity, f***. All that peace and that unity, all that weak shit to ruin me, f***.
Just be there. Show that you care. Show that you're not bugging.
Started talking to me like I'm slowing down. Opinions over statistics, of course.
I think you got the gist of it there. thank you to the beep team on that one, keeping us in business. FCC, not today, not today. FCC, come back another day, maybe. Not in my house. This would not be a show of cursing. This is not Pat McAfee's program on cable television. We are on broadcast radio. That was a song interspersed with Lanelle Willingham saying he did not like that Laremy Tunsil was at not at OTAs. That's wild. We got our first bona fide media beef. We've had media beefs before. Media beefs are a thing. No doubt about that. They've existed for a long time. Jason Lockenfora had his fair share of media beefs. Jason Reed, Washington Post, definitely had some media beefs. There have been some quality ones over the years. Mike Shanahan versus everybody on the way out. That was a quality media beef. There had been a lot of them, I guess it goes to say. This is a guy who hasn't played a snap here yet. Remixing a radio hot take on him, which either demonstrates exceptional ability to create content or exceptionally thin skin, although it could potentially be both. I don't know. It's funny. It's wild. Linnell is not the kind of guy to take this stuff lightly. He doubled down in his radio program on the Team 980. Here is that clip.
Houston traded his ass. He was the best player on that offensive line. Him, C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins are the best three players on that offense. Yet, they shipped him out of town for peanuts. When you think about what he is as a player. I'm not trying to read in between the lines too much. I can only speak on the factual information that's been presented. That's all I can speak on. And all I know is this. Laremy Tunsil didn't show up to voluntary OTAs. And when he showed up to mandatory minicamp, he did as much work out there as I did. Point blank. And there's two things that can be true with this. It is either an injury, which they don't have to report on right now, or he's out of shape. Both of which are perfectly good reasons as to why he should have been at the voluntary workouts in the first place. Think somebody gives a damn about you posting a cute-ass workout video? I don't know what you've been doing. You didn't do that on the practice field Wednesday. Is that old footage? Better ask somebody.
It's on. Let's go. Bit season is hot. Red hot skillet for bit season this year. Laremy Tunsil up first there. And then that was Linnell Willingham on the Team 980 debating his participation in optional workouts. Laremy Tunsil, of course, did show to the mandatory mini camp. But you heard the Linnell double down. He didn't do much. Is he hurt? What's going on here? I don't know. I think they're letting him work on Laremy Tunsil time. And sometimes you have to do that. I think this is a necessary evil more than anything. You would rather have 53 guys in that locker room who love the Dan Quinn stuff, wear the bracelets, do the thing with the Navy SEALs, love the culture, love the brotherhood, go to war for each other. The Bobby Wagner stuff, right? Bobby Wagner is 100% in on that, and he's a good football player. You would love to have 53 guys who do that. The reality of the matter is, the thing you really want is for Jaden Daniels not to get sacked, and particularly for Jaden Daniels not to get injured this season. And the options were, hope Brandon Coleman makes good improvement year one to year two. He was fine last year. He really was. He, for a third-round draft pick and a rookie in the NFL, Brandon Coleman was remarkable last year. But you needed to give him a lot of tight end help. You needed to give him a lot of assistance. And if you have a stud left tackle, that makes life easier for everybody. So option one, stick with what you've got. Option two, you know, draft somebody. They did. Josh Connerly. Is he going to be ready for week one at this level? That's debatable, right? It's great to give him a year to acclimate from the right side. That's best practice there for an offensive line, and certainly more offensive line is good. Were there any good left tackles available in free agency this year? You can look. The answer is no, because good left tackles don't make it to free agency. They just don't. It's a high-demand position. It'd be like saying, when's the last time a good quarterback came available in free agency? Are you going to try to sell me on Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, right? Elite quarterbacks do not come available in free agency. It's not a thing that happens in the NFL. Same with left tackles. So the way you get one is by trading for one. Most teams are not interested in trading their star left tackle. Now, Laremy Tunsil has been traded twice. That tells me he's not a drink the Kool-Aid guy, and potentially his welcome will be worn thin at some point. I'm not saying that's a fact. I'm not saying he's burned any bridges anywhere he's been. And, you know, this isn't one of those, sometimes the guy leaves and like all the negative stories come flooding out of that city about him. This isn't one of those times. Everybody there seems to be on good to decent terms with him. It seems that he shows up, he does his job, well, and then he leaves. I think that is what will happen here. I hope that he leaves while he still has trade value, and the team can get some trade value for him and reload on the way out the door. If not, that's okay. This is the sort of thing you have to do to have a winning team. You can't have 53 guys all pulling the same direction in the culture way. You're going to have a couple of guys who just say, that's not for me. My thing is, I'm going to show up on Sundays, I'm going to maul some dudes, and then I'm going to go home. If y'all are going to Topgolf on Wednesday night, that's great. You can tell me all about it on Thursday morning when I clock into work, right? Some guys on the team are going to be like that. And so you know, this is why Linnell's a rising star and I'm still here. I can see it. I can see why you do that. I don't think Linnell's out of his lane pointing out that you're the team's marquee offseason addition and you don't show up for optional. That doesn't look great. On the other hand, I think the Commanders knew exactly what they were getting. I don't think that's an issue at all. I think they knew this is the guy that we want. This is a guy who's available and good enough to do the job at a high level. And it's going to come with some other stuff too. And you hope you've built the infrastructure well enough. You hope you've built things well enough that it's not going to be an issue in the end, that it's not going to come back and bite you, which I don't think it will, by the way. I think he will do his job and do it very well this year because he's a paid professional. And Brandon Scherff had a little bit of this, by the way, not quite as much as this, but that was always his thing. And that I've met offensive linemen like that. I'm here to get paid to do a job, and I will do that job and do it really well. And then I'm going home. And I'm not spending time with you guys. And that's okay. Not everybody has to be social. Not everybody has to go to Odyssey night at the Squirrels game, right? I'm sure we had some Odyssey people who would rather spend the night at home instead. That's fine. They're allowed to do that. But a lot of people enjoy drinking the Kool-Aid. And it's fair to point out, Laramie Tunsil doesn't appear to be much of a Kool-Aid guy. I do love a good media beef, though. Feels like it's been a while. I need to devote a segment to that. We'll talk about the Commanders tomorrow. Because we got tomorrow and Wednesday. We don't have Thursday. We got 3 days. We got plenty of time to talk Commanders. We got to talk media beef when we get media beefs, though. We got to talk plenty more to go. NBA, NHL, red hot. We may have trophies given out before we take the day on Thursday. Washington Nationals have some issues after Davey Martinez made some choice post-game comments the other day. We'll dive into all that in this hour. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.